It is Morning Edition on Boise State Public Radio News. Good morning. I'm George Prentice. It was just about this time a year ago that we first got word that Idaho's first significant outbreak of COVID-19 had hit the Wood River Valley. Between then and now, there has been some heartbreak, some success, and in between, challenge after challenge. So we're going to check in with Ketchum Mayor Neil Bradshaw this morning to see how things are. Mayor Bradshaw, good morning to you.
Good morning, George. Good to talk to you again.
I am looking at the City of Ketchum's website this morning. Big red box. It says risk level critical. What is happening in Ketchum right now?
Well, we have seen an uptick in cases since New Year's Eve. And while the rest of the country and the rest of the state have declined, we saw an increase, although in the last couple of weeks, that also is improving as well. So it almost seems like we're running counter-cyclical to the rest of the state. And that could be because of the tourism contributing to that. I'm not quite sure. Of course, these are all just speculative facts. There's no data to support one or the other. But overall, the outlook, I think, is pretty positive. We have okay. Now turned a corner on our sort of our third wave, as it were. I'm optimistic for the future.
For the record, you've got a face mask mandate still in effect. I'm assuming that you have found that to be successful.
Yeah, it's obviously we don't have the data to support one or the other. But what I will say is that the community has really responded to this pandemic and being very thoughtful, very kind. And, we see use of the masks throughout town and throughout the businesses. And hopefully that's making an effect and improving the health outlook for our community. But what's really most important is the kindness that we've seen in our community and the attention to other people's situation more than our own. And I do appreciate everyone for doing that.
There's some pretty great powder on the mountain. So are you seeing a surge of visiting skiers the past couple of weeks?
Well, we certainly had a lot of people in town over President's Weekend, which is great. Of course, skiing is a tremendous sport. It's outdoors. It's generally not skiing within 6 feet of each other. And so it's a relatively safe. And we haven't really seen any known incidents of coming from that mountain. Of course, as I said to you before, Ketchum and Sun Valley is the perfect antidote to this virus. We have plentiful sunshine and open space. And so that's brought a lot of tourism. And our economy has actually done relatively well, considering the pandemic is going on.
Indeed, your community is very dependent on summer visitors. What is your level of optimism for the coming months?
Well, summer, I would be very optimistic about. We actually saw very few cases throughout the summer last year. That was because we weren't having the number of gatherings and number of events that we typically have. But I think the fact that people will be spreading out again, the less indoor activities, plus the introduction of the vaccination, will all help and build consumer confidence and confidence for the tourists to get out there. And we would expect to see a busy summer if the positive trend on COVID continues.
Well, the number one topic of conversation in Idaho and across the country is the vaccine. But how are things going there?
It's rolling out. It's encouraging to the community. Is it rolling out fast enough? No, we can always want it to be faster and give people the opportunity to make a decision on the vaccination. But as every week goes by, we're seeing improvement on that front too. So again, I would expect that to accelerate over the coming months.
We have not paused often enough to thank our caregivers. And I want to give you the opportunity to talk a little bit about the wonderful folks over at St. Luke's in your community.
Well, there's no doubt that they have done stellar work. They've really put themselves out on the front line in every way possible to support our community. I know everyone feels very, very grateful for what they've done. and other people around the community too, frontline workers at grocery stores, frontline workers and teachers, and in so many ways have been willing to put themselves out there to keep us moving along. We do have to worry about physical health, but we also need to think about our mental health and our economic health. And those are the three, that's the three-legged stool that we continue to make sure we find a balance in everything we do. And so, you know, my worry actually going forward is more about the mental health now of our community and other communities around the country, just because it's been a tough year. I want to see us come out of this as stronger and more resilient and more appreciative of everything we have around us.
You have so many locally owned businesses. How are they doing? How's your community's economy?
Well, it's interesting. It's quite bifurcated in the sense that some of them are doing just better than ever, you know, up 50%, up 60% if they're in the outdoor work business. You know, everyone is coming to ski, Nordic ski, cross-country ski, backcountry ski, that kind of thing. Bikes, shortage of inventory on bikes. So, and obviously stores and some of the retail stores as well have done well. Restaurants have had mixed results, depending on whether they're able to do outdoor dining or whether they've been able to do sort of a robust takeout business. Bars and gathering places have not done as well. I would say it's quite bifurcated, and I'd like to see, you know, those businesses that have suffered continue to do well. There's no question there's also a challenge in our economy, as best illustrated by the Hunger Coalition, the amount of work that they're doing feeding those who need food, and their increase in numbers of the numbers of people that they're feeding, and the Hunger Coalition is incredible, and it just shows again the challenges that has befallen this community, as with many other communities around the country.
Mr. Mayor, what do you miss the most?
You know what, for me is really the gatherings, the live music, the gatherings, and even from a political point of view, before the pandemic, it was really about holding open houses on topic X or topic Y and getting us to, you know, connect to the community. I think, you know, I've always talked about a community that's vibrant, connected, sustainable, and safe, and we've missed that connection. And that physical connection, while Zoom is great, and we've all learned to live in a world of Zoom, it's not the same. It's not the same as being able to share a room with a few other people and talk about issues that are facing our community, or just live music, just wonderful live music that makes us tap our toe and jig or whatever it is that brings energy to our body.
He is Neil Bradshaw, mayor of the city of Ketchum. Mr. Mayor, I'm assuming better days are indeed ahead.
Absolutely. I'm very optimistic. As we come out of winter and roll into summer, there's a lot to be looking forward to, and hopefully everyone else feels the same.
Thanks for giving us some time this morning.
Thanks, George. Thanks for your time.